Proclamation number 8280 of 23rd of September, 1962. Why Jesus Christ must be acknowledged. Time and again you have to be reminded that you cannot ignore Jesus Christ. That you have to acknowledge his act of salvation if you want to be released from your original sin. If you want to be accepted again into the kingdom of light and bliss. You have to find him, the divine redeemer, during your earthly life in order to be released from your guilt. For he took this guilt upon himself and traveled the path to the cross with it. He suffered for you and died an agonizing death for the sake of your original sin. If you do not accept his redemption, you will remain burdened with the great guilt of your former apostasy from God, and you will enter the kingdom of the beyond unredeemed. But even then you still have the great grace that he accepts you and redeems your guilt of sin if you call out to him of your own free will that he may deliver you from darkness. But it is far more difficult in the kingdom of the beyond to come to the realization that sin keeps you in darkness and that you must first have found forgiveness for your sins if you want to ascend and enter the kingdom of light. Without Jesus Christ there is no redemption. For this reason the great act of mercy of the man Jesus is repeatedly brought to your attention on earth, in whom God embodied himself. Because his great love wanted to redeem the guilt for you and therefore this love took abode in the man Jesus, who suffered unspeakably and died on the cross because the love in him drove him, because he wanted to purchase beatitude for his fallen brothers again, because he wanted to help them to return to the Father from whom they had detached themselves of their own free will. And this was the great guilt which they were unable to redeem themselves. Which kept them separated from the Father for an infinitely long time and which can therefore only be taken away from people through Jesus Christ, who acknowledge him and his act of salvation and thus also God himself in him. Whatever is possible will still be done in the last days before the end so that people will be informed of the great act of mercy of the man Jesus. For to enter the kingdom of the beyond unredeemed after the death of the body means profound darkness and an extremely painful path of suffering in the spiritual kingdom until this soul has also found the divine Redeemer and appeals to him for mercy. Every soul can find him but equally it can also sink to the abyss if it resists all efforts of the beings of light and does not accept any instructions from them. If as on earth, it closes itself to all better knowledge, if its will is not directed upwards, if its resistance does not abate and the efforts of spiritual friends are in vain. Then the soul will remain burdened by its original sin and descend into the abyss again in order to take a new path across earth. But again the course through all works of creation, from hard matter on through the plant and animal kingdom up to the human being. And endless times pass again until it once more starts its walk on earth as a human being in order to find redemption from its guilt and free will. Jesus offered the sacrifice on the cross for humanity's sins, and the blessings of the act of salvation are accessible to all people. All people can be released from their guilt if only they take the path to the cross, if they acknowledge Jesus Christ as the Son of God in whom the eternal deity manifested itself and now approach him for forgiveness of their guilt, for which the eternal love sacrificed itself in Jesus. And time and again people are therefore given truthful knowledge about Jesus and his act of salvation so that people learn to recognize why they have to acknowledge him, why they should appeal for his forgiveness and why the acknowledgement of God and Jesus is demanded of them. And the process of the Spirit's apostasy from God is explained to people and the consequences which can only be cancelled by Jesus Christ because love was in him, which alone was able to redeem this great original sin. and therefore people experience the truth time and again so that they voluntarily take the path to the cross and thus enter the bridge into the kingdom of light. For Jesus Christ opened the gate through his crucifixion, and he himself leads the souls through this gate who acknowledge him and avail themselves of the blessings of the act of salvation, which he acquired for sinful humanity through his death on the cross. For he died for all people of the past, the present and the future, but he must be acknowledged and the forgiveness of the guilt of sin must be requested by everyone who believes in him and wants to become blessed. Amen.